In the headlines, party leaders Mia Mottley and Ralph Thorne lock horns in respective political mass meetings. The sugar crop is on track to match last year's tonnage, reaching 70% of its target. Residents in the Pine are pleading with the police to help implement solutions on gun crime. And the QEH distances itself from the recent escape of prisoners. This is the latest, the Lunchtime Edition. I'm Barry Wilkinson, details up ahead. Prime Minister Mia Mottley is calling for political maturity across the divide and said the country could not afford otherwise if Barbados is to progress. Speaking at Ashton Hall, St. Peter last night, during the Barbados Labour Party's St. James North by-election campaign, Ms. Mottley said, politics aside, she was a Barbadian first and foremost.
The people in the Democratic Labour Party are not our enemies. They may be opponents in an election, but they're not our enemies. And I could easily reduce myself to the type of rhetoric as a leader that would cause people to believe that. But what would I be doing to you, the ordinary citizens of this country, if I was so reckless and irresponsible? And that is why, especially in a world like today, where the commodity of truth is taken lightly and disrespected. And if I have a problem with the current leadership of the Democratic Labour Party, it is laziness.
Ms. Mottley further chastised the opposition Democratic Labour Party for promoting the idea that there was no Minister of Education since the resignation of candidate Chad Blackman 2 weeks ago.
To believe that the Democratic Labour Party is so desperate for issues that they would want the public of Barbados to believe that there is no Minister of Education. When in truth and in fact, I even said it publicly. The fact that they are so incapable of understanding the constitutional structure of this country is unfortunate. But from the time before Chad Blackman resigned, I indicated that Sandra Husbands would be holding the portfolio for 2 weeks, I hope. And that thereafter, I would have the joy and honor. You know, to say if it was good once, imagine what it is twice. I will have the chance of appointing Chad for a second time as Minister of Educational Transformation.
Prime Minister Mia Mottley. Meantime, Leader of the Opposition, Ralph Thorne, also warned Barbadians that the island was still under the scope of the IMF and said the Prime Minister's terminology of having them on speed dial was proof of the existing relationship.
That is an indication to you tonight that we have not really withdrawn from the relationship with the IMF. And that ought to indicate to you that any instruction that the IMF has been given or has been given Barbados in relation to job retrenchment, in relation to cutbacks in spending, that if they're on speed dial, the eye of the IMF is still on Barbados. And I say to you tonight that there's a possibility and a very real possibility that there will be continued IMF presence, if not in Barbados, over Barbados.
That's Leader of the Opposition, Ralph Thorne. The sugar crop is on track to match last year's tonnage, reaching 70% of its target. Chairman of the Barbados Sugar Industry Limited, Mark Seely, says farmers must continue working diligently to stay on target, especially in light of the recent heavy rainfall.
We did deliver cane on Monday, and at the end of Monday, the whole industry, this is BSIL and ABC, had delivered 71.5 thousand tons, which is approximately about getting on to close to 70% of the crop production or estimate. Unfortunately, as you would know, we had quite a bit of rain on Tuesday and Wednesday, so we could not deliver. It was too wet, and we are trying to cut today. Now, of course, there will be some farms and some areas of fields that will be too wet to get in, but all the farmers are doing their best to try to cut today, and Portville has confirmed that they will take canes once they can be cut today.
However, he notes that the harvest is still on track to see similar numbers like last year.
I think we did last year around 100,000 tons. And yes, if we say 70% is 71.5 thousand tons, we should be around 100,000 tons or thereabouts. Of course, we have to finish the crop within a certain period of time, so we're pushing very hard to try and finish it as quickly as possible. But obviously, these 2 days have set us back a little bit.
That's Chairman of the Barbados Sugar Industry Limited, Mark Seely. Chief Executive Officer of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Neil Clark, is making it clear that the hospital is not responsible for the custody of prisoners receiving medical treatment at the institution. His comments follow the escape of three prisoners from the QEH in less than a year, the latest which occurred about 2 weeks ago when 26-year-old Kishon Thomas escaped from custody while receiving medical treatment in the A&E department. Mr. Clark told Starcom Network News that while the QEH treats all patients, including inmates, security remains the responsibility of the prison service.
We don't have any prisoners at the QEH because we're a hospital, not a prison. We have patients at the QEH. If a prisoner's escaping, he's escaping from the prison service and the prison guards. That might happen whilst he's at the QEH, but he's not under our custody. He's under the custody of the prison service and the prison officers. We are arranging to meet with the prison officers because I am concerned the number of times this happens, and that puts an added pressure on our departments that suddenly we've got a prisoner who's running loose or escaped in the building or out of the building. So we are going to have a meeting with the prison officers and understand how can we manage this better. It happens too often, and we need to make it safer for our staff that we don't have prisoners on the run in the hospital. But when I read in the newspapers, he's escaped the QEH. He never escaped the QEH. He escaped the prison service whilst being treated at the QEH.
That's Chief Executive Officer of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Neil Clark, in the Lunchtime Edition. After another shooting incident that rocked the Pine community last night, residents are pleading with the culprits to stop the lawlessness. One man was injured when shots were aimlessly fired last night, and many people expressed their thoughts on what needs to be done to curtail the violence in the Pine.
I hate it. It's ridiculous. I don't like it. Nonsense. Boy, everybody's talking about the problem, but nobody don't give a solution. So we like saying the powers that be us and the big heads that like talking about what the problem is to give a solution to the problem.
It's not comfortable because they sit down there very good. They don't do nobody name for the night. They sit down very comfortable and laugh. And sometimes they'll be out there with the laughing. Wait, somebody will come and shoot at them.
And we got to captivate the youth some more, man. We ain't got no more football industrialization, no more cricket. We ain't got a cricket team in Pine that I know about. We got one or two basketball teams, if they got basketball teams. I was going to watch netball even dropping because the real thing is happening, you know, everybody focusing on what don't need to be. But we got to build the youth.
Residents in the Pine, St. Michael speaking after last night's shooting incident. Preconco workers remain off the job for a second consecutive day. The industrial action began yesterday with employees citing unresolved issues that management had previously promised to address. The workers, represented by the Barbados Workers Union, had staged similar action back in March. While the union recently reported some progress in talks with the company, tensions appear to have resurfaced. When contacted this morning, the BW confirmed that workers are still off the job. Union officials are currently in meetings at the Labour office trying to reach a resolution. And finally, Russia's President Vladimir Putin spurned a challenge to meet face-to-face with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Turkey today, dealing a blow to prospects for a peace breakthrough. Zelensky talked to journalists on his arrival in Turkey.
The level of the Russian delegation is not known officially to me, but from what we see, it looks more like it's on a decorative level. We will think about what we do next, what our next steps will be after the talks with President Erdogan. I think we will have a couple of hours for important talks, for very important decisions. We need to understand what kind of level the Russian delegation is and what mandate they have and whether they can make any decisions. Because we all know who makes decisions in Russia.
That's the interpretation of Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky. Our top stories. Party leaders Mia Motley and Ralph Thorne lock horns in respective political mass meetings. The sugar crop on track to match last year's tonnage. They've reached 70% of their target. Residents in the Pine pleading with the police to help implement solutions on gun crimes. And the CEO of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital distances himself from the recent escape of prisoners. This has been the Lunchtime Edition of The Latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Our next newscast is at 3:30 this afternoon. Good afternoon.
Don't miss The Latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.